handle on the news.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the Bill Handel Show. Oh, today's a momentous day on the Bill Handel Show. No, I'm not going to tell you why now. That's not how we do it anymore in the media.
Tease.
We string you along. But if you stick with the show today, I promise you, you'll know what I'm talking about. Good morning, Jennifer Jones-Lee.
Hi, good morning.
And you are training.
I am.
A news professional. Brian?
He's there.
Hey, sorry, I don't have headphones on.
That's okay. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Give us a quick 30-second, where did you come from and why are you here?
I came from the Valley, L.A., a real local. Always been here, always will be. What else have I not said?
Well, were you working somewhere else before KFI?
Oh, I was in an auto shop working on cars for 14 years.
Wow.
And here I am.
See, here we have an interesting origin story.
Yeah.
Not the usual, I was at K blep blep blep, and then I was at W blop blop blop, and then I went over to K blop blop blop.
Yeah, I've been extremely lucky.
Wow, good for you.
Thanks a lot.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thanks.
You have a lot to learn in terms of this wake-up call and Bill Handel Show situation.
I do.
So pay attention. All right. That was weird on my part.
Hey, I have to show you my T-shirt this morning because I forgot to tell it on wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
It's Space Force. I went to Space Force at Buckley Air Force Base.
Yeah.
It's now one of the Space Force bases.
Were you given that or did you purchase that?
No, I purchased that. We were there. We actually went there and
wait,
drove around.
Wait, this is an actual Space Force facility?
Yeah.
They have a gift shop? Is this what I'm to assume?
It's the PX or the
oh, they have the
whatever.
PX on base. Okay,
yeah,
that's
whatever they have on base.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And
you forgot.
I forgot to tell everybody on wake-up call.
No.
I forgot to take a picture.
No. You forgot to bring the ones you bought for the rest of the morning crew.
Right.
With you this morning.
Right.
Okay. Well, bring them tomorrow.
Right.
Put a tickler in your phone to remind you.
If anybody out there is stationed at Buckley Air Force Base, please call me because I need help with this request.
Good morning, Tyler Whitman, technical director of the show.
Good morning, Wayne.
What did you forget to bring for everybody today?
My sense of humor.
Oh, no.
I left that at home today.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, that's going to be rough. And Alex Razzo, producer.
Morning, Wayne.
Are you excited about today's big development on the Bill Handel Show that we are not revealing yet?
Oh, I'm deeply hyped.
All right. Deeply hyped.
Yeah. So hyped as people checked out our Instagram page at Bill Handel Show. All the exciting.
And Twitter at
and
Bill
Twitter?
Handel Show.
For all the
For a guy who's recovering from heart surgery, he is really getting out there, isn't he?
He's fancy? Yeah, when I saw this weekend, I was like, oh, look at fancy pants there.
He's a lot of things right now.
He's multifaceted.
What are you implying, Wayne?
Oh.
I'm implying that Bill Handel has been out and about in a lot of different places lately. Which is kind of what I said, so I wasn't really implying it. I was flat out saying it, but okay.
I love Mondays.
All right. I guess we should start the show properly, right? Whoa, nobody else is in for starting the show properly?
Why start now?
Oh, my God, the lack of motivation on this morning crew, even though the thing that's happening today on the show...
Oh, that's
huge.
The
thing that's happening today on the show later is not enough to have you all psyched?
Woo!
That didn't seem sincere.
Wait, that was my woo.
I know, but it seemed a little perfunctory to me.
Woo!
I just get it higher.
At least you're trying, unlike the mimes over here in
Well,
Aramex.
Tyler left his sense of humor.
All right, this is stupid. Let's start the show over right now. Go.
Handle on the news.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Bill Handel Show. This is a very special Bill Handel Show today. Big developments on the show. I'm not going to tell you right now. Stick with the show all morning, and I promise you won't be disappointed. And I don't promise a lot, but I'm promising this. Good morning to Jennifer Jones Lee and Tyler Whitman, Alex Razzo, and Brian. How do you pronounce your last name? Berriman?
Berriman.
All right. It's always a problem with the emphasis on the syllables. But welcome, training on Wake Up Call, new edition to KFI News. And it's time for a news update with Jennifer Jones Lee. And then we'll start Handle on the News. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the Bill Handel Show. Good morning. It's a momentous day on the Bill Handel Show. You'll find out why later. When exactly? I'm not telling you.
Why are you mean, Wayne?
Not mean. I want people to stick with the show today, and I promise you, you will be rewarded if you do. Let's start Handle on the News with Jennifer Jones Lee and me. The lead story, it's another fire. It is near Castaic. They're calling it the Root Fire. And it broke out Saturday afternoon. It's over 900 acres burned. It did jump the 5 freeway. See, we're seeing that more and more. They shut down the 5 in both directions for a while. It is 63% contained. Have not heard of any injuries, deaths, or structures destroyed, although an unknown number of structures are threatened.
Right. I thought it was interesting. I heard this a fire spokesperson talking about what you were saying, how these fires are starting to jump freeways and that kind of thing. They treat them as two separate fires once that happens. So they're sort of, as he put it, we're fighting then. The minute that it crossed the freeway, he said, we were fighting two fires. Mm. And I thought, I never even thought about it that way, but you've got to have one crew focused to the left, let's just say, and then you've got to have a whole nother division focused on the right because they've got to watch the forward progress of that fire. Yeah. But I hadn't even put it in those terms. You just kind of think of it as one blanket thing. But
and we report it, like we will keep reporting this as one fire.
Right.
But their tactics, they treat it like two. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. All right. President Biden has approved a disaster declaration for the Caldor fire ahead of his visit today to California. So he's going to start in Sacramento. He'll look at the damage from the fire there. And then he's going to come to Southern California later today. And that's where he will hopefully help Governor Newsom. That's his hope, that he will boost the effort for the anti-recall people.
Oh, on the other side of the recall campaign, Larry Elder made a campaign appearance at a rally and was joined by actor Rose McGowan, who is claiming that Gavin Newsom's wife tried to get her to shut up about the abuse she suffered at the hands of Harvey Weinstein.
If that's true...
If it's true, it is super terrible as to Mrs. Newsom.
The first partner.
Yeah, the first partner. That's the woke way of saying that's, like, first lady. We would normally say the first lady of California.
But she, when Gavin became governor, they made it very clear she was going to be the first partner. Not the
How about the first spouse lady. To indicate that they're legally married?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's partner.
So we don't draw distinctions anymore between people who are together and people who are legally married.
I guess not.
Because one is not better than the other. Okay. In any event, I still don't know. And that what? Gavin Newsom knew that Mrs. Newsom was bugging Rose McGowan to keep her trap shut? Or Gavin Newsom is the one who said, hey, honey, can you go talk to Rose McGowan to keep her trap shut? Is it true or not? I don't know. Don't you think that somebody would have said something about this before?
Maybe.
Because this is not about the original abuse, which, you know, you get traumatized, and I understand people come forward about the original trauma at their own pace, but she had already come forward with all of this. So I'm not sure why in this case she wouldn't also have said, and he's so protected, how about this? Governor's wife is bugging me not to go after him. So I don't know what to make of any of it.
If nothing else, I think that she's going to try and claim, or what I think she's trying to shine a light on, is hypocrisy. Because Jennifer Siebel Newsom, I remember right after she became the first partner, or shortly there before, she did this whole, do you remember that she did a misrepresentation? That was her documentary on underrepresented women in positions of power in the media. Mm-hmm. So I think that she has come out as this sort of women's rights activist, equal rights, that kind of thing. And maybe Rose McGowan's trying to say that this is hypocritical on her part. This woman who was supposed to be championing women and championing equality, coming after her and saying, don't talk about Harvey Weinstein.
It still begs the question, why didn't this come up sooner?
True. Absolutely.
Also, it's vague. Pressured her.
Well, yeah. What does that mean?
In other words, I'm not saying, hey, Rose McGowan, I don't want to hear about it. I'm saying, Rose McGowan, I want to hear about it. I want to hear with specifics what this woman did to you.
So the wording that she said was, so this woman, I don't know, some blonde lady with the last name of Newsom, cold calls me and was like, David Boies wants to know what it would take to make you happy. David Boies is an attorney who represented Weinstein. Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's all we're going to hear, that's not even pressuring her not to speak out. That's an effort to settle civil claims about what he did to her. So how does that get translated into pressuring her not to talk? What can we do so that you won't pursue anything?
That's what I felt
and she
was intimating.
And she could have said nothing.
But maybe that wasn't
nothing,
it.
He's scum. Nothing, click.
Right.
We've already spent way too much time on it.
Well, I think it just caught everybody off guard. All of a sudden, if you saw no headline yesterday, you went, what is Rose McGowan doing with Larry Elder?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's what it is. Here's what I think, and I'm saying it, number one, as a dude, so that already I understand completely guts my right to have an opinion about it. I'm not even being sarcastic, but I feel like this kind of weird, vague, non-specific thing gets in the way of helping move forward on this problem of predatory men. Because we're spending all our time now trying to figure out what is she talking about and what really happened, right? Instead of nobody has really said anything about, yeah, Harvey Weinstein, what a terrible creep, and hope he dies in prison.
Oh, I see your point.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in other words, the problem is things have been muddy for a long time in this area because of the power that men have had, sometimes aided and abetted by women. But more muddy, continuing to stir the water to make it muddy prevents clarity. What we need is clarity. Dudes do these things. It is 100% wrong, period. And what is necessary is accountability. Proportionate to what they did. So that could be getting fired. That could be getting reprimanded. That could be all the way up to spending the rest of your life in prison. But going like, let's stir the mud up from the bottom so nobody knows what's going on right now is not helping anybody. It's not helping other women, I don't think. On the other hand, I'm a dude with a penis, so it's probably none of my business. Let's get a news update from Jennifer Jones-Lee. We'll continue Handle on the News. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Good morning. It's the Bill Handel Show. Today is a momentous day on the Bill Handel Show. You will find out if you stick with the show. And trust me, you'll know when it happens. Let's continue Handel on the News. Jennifer Jones-Lee and me. I can go to Dan Tana's for dinner.
Oh, I love
Dan Tana's. Can you?
I can, but apparently if you have not gotten a vaccine and you're in West Hollywood and you want to go to a covered business, you can't unless you've got a COVID-19 vaccine. So this is an order that goes across the city. Covered business means basically if you want to go indoors anywhere, you want to go to a restaurant, you want to go to a bar, you want to go to a gym, you want to go get your Botox or your tattoo, whatever it is, you have to have a COVID-19 vaccine. The only place that you can go without a COVID-19 vaccine is an indoor cooling center.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at this. It appears you can go to a regular grocery store.
I guess you could go to a grocery store. Yeah.
It appears you can go to a liquor store. There's some. You have some options for your big night out in West Hollywood. You can go over to the pavilions there on Santa Monica Boulevard and browse the produce. You can go to a liquor store and buy a bottle of booze.
But if you want to go to Barney's Beanery.
No, if you want to go to Barney's Beanery, you're going to have to show proof of vaccination. Speaking of vaccinations, a group of LAPD employees are suing the city over the city's vaccine mandate. There's six employees who are the principals in this lawsuit. There are people who could not get a medical or religious exemption. Well, or they're people who already had COVID. That's the other big group of people. They say, I already had it. I already have immunity. Which maybe that's something science should look at. Because if you knew scientifically that getting COVID and recovering gave you the same antibodies and the same immune cell capability as a vaccine, if we knew that, then wouldn't science say if you had it, that's as good as being, in other words, if science says it's as good as being vaccinated, then shouldn't we treat it as being as good as vaccinated? But if science says, oh, no, here's why it's different, then we should do that. But I feel like we're not getting enough information on that question.
And when will we?
Well, I don't know that people right now are putting a lot of time. I don't know that a lot of grants are being written to study that phenomenon. Because I think that the thinking within the scientific community seems to be everybody should get vaccinated. So, but I wouldn't mind seeing studies done to see if that's true or not.
All right. Like LAPD, you've got thousands of San Diego healthcare workers who are looking for vaccine exemptions, and they're citing religion. And so this was Sharp Healthcare, San Diego's largest healthcare system, reported it received more than 700 religious exemption requests. And let's see, 610 from UC San Diego. Scripps Health got more than 400. That represents about 3% of each organization's total workforce. That's 16,000 to 22,000 workers.
You know, I feel like when you consider that all the major religions of the world are pro-vaccine, Catholicism, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, most Protestant denominations, I'm finding it a little hard to believe that fully 3% of any given population, in this case, workers at a particular healthcare company, sincerely are in a religion where the religion says you can't get a vaccine.
Are you saying they're just using that as an excuse?
I'm saying I'm suspicious.
Okay.
But I'd want to hear each person's deal. We're going to get into this a little bit at 7:30 about what does it take to actually get one of these religious exemptions. Oh, well, if you're going to have a baby in upstate New York, don't go to Lewis County General Hospital. There won't be anybody to deliver your baby for you. Too many employees quit after they imposed a vaccine mandate. These are specifically workers in the maternity ward. Now, it's a relatively small hospital, so it only takes 6 people to quit for them to have to put a hold on delivering those babies. They're going to have to go find nurses who are willing to be vaccinated to come work at the maternity ward. So I hope you enjoy having your baby in the back seat of your Buick.
Wow.
Man, this pandemic has been a real boon to the traveling nurse. You know, you have a nurse that works for a hospital.
Sure.
You have the traveling nurse,
sure,
which goes around from assignment to assignment. And do you know that traveling nurses make way more than a nurse who just works at a hospital? I see
Brian's shaking his head.
You have some specific familiarity with what I'm saying.
I do. I knew somebody who actually worked bi-coastal. She would work here and work in Georgia, flying back and forth, and made tons of money.
You make like $150 an hour.
Wow.
Plus a stipend for room and food. Wow. Because you might live in wherever. You might live in Texas and go take jobs in Oregon. $150 an hour plus a hotel room and a daily thing for food.
If you're
into not being at your home all the time, it's a hell of a gig.
Oh my gosh.
The part that sucks is what's happening now in particular, although I think it was always happening, is you're a nurse who works at a hospital and you're making like a third of what the traveling nurse is. The traveling nurse shows up making 3 times as much as you. You have to train them.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's going to drive up the cost of healthcare because there'll always be traveling nurses who are willing to take gigs anywhere. And they'll be willing to get vaccinated to do it. So the problem is, imagine a hospital that has their own staff of nurses compared to they have to fully staff with visiting nurses. Well, their nursing costs just went up 3 to 4 times. So this is going to be bad when you have to go to the hospital and then you get the bill. Let's get a news update from Jennifer Jones Lee, and then we'll finish up Handle on the News. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the Bill Handel Show. It's a big day on the Bill Handel Show. Listen for the whole show. Listen to the whole show. And you'll find out what I'm talking about. Let's finish up Handle on the News. Jennifer Jones Lee and me.
Well, okay, in theory, a lawmaker who can't make it to the capital of her state for a vote, well, okay, that makes sense that she can't actually get there. If she can't get there, she can't vote, right? But here's the thing. Her name is, she's a senator in Alaska. Her name is Laura Reinbold. The reason she can't get to the capital of Juneau for her vote is because she was banned by Alaska Airlines for refusing to put on the mask for the mask mandate. So now she says she's been asked to be excused from lawmaking business at the state capitol during a future session because her only air route from Anchorage to the capitol is a Delta flight that connected in Seattle and is seasonal, and it ended September 11th.
Yeah. Alaska is the only airline that flies year-round on that route. So what she's had to ask for some kind of exemption, like, hey, I can't do my job, is that okay? Well, okay. I don't know.
I don't know if they'll buy it.
does she appropriately feel like an idiot over this? Because the thing is, you don't have to like wearing the mask. You can hate it. You could tell everyone who listened that you don't think you should have to. But if you want to be a part of society, sometimes you're just going to have to wear the mask.
I know a million people that roll their eyes and put the mask on.
Yes. Okay. And they get to fly to their wherever they need to go if they have to, right? They get to do their job.
Yep.
I hope that if she can't do her job and they say, that's fine, but you don't get paid during the period of time that you can't do your job because of your choices that you made. Oh, they're putting a fence back up around the Capitol. This is ahead of a Justice for J6 rally. J6 obviously referring to January 6th, when you know what happened at the Capitol. The rally is scheduled for the 18th of this month. It's being organized by the Look Ahead America organization, which is run by Matt Brainerd, who is a guy, you know, very connected to former President Trump. They're saying they're going to put up the fence to protect people. At this time, nobody's asking for the National Guard to come out. So I guess they're hoping that a combination of people behaving themselves a little better than they did on January 6th and the fence alone will be enough to prevent something happening again.
All right. A few weeks back, we talked about President Biden getting a lot of pressure from the families of the victims of 9/11, who they not only want the actual players whose names we know, the people who were involved specifically with the 9/11 attacks, but they want the Saudi government held responsible. And there was a declassified FBI document that showed logistical support given to two of the Saudi hijackers that was released. This is in the run-up to the September 11th attacks. But it shows the men had contacts with Saudi associates, but the U.S. says it does not provide proof that senior Saudi kingdom officials were complicit in the plot.
All right. Now, this document has more lines blacked out than it has things you can read. I mean, heavily redacted.
So I assume the families who are pushing for this are going to say this means nothing.
They want more. They want a lot more.
Sure.
And I think at this point they're entitled to more. How much more, I'm not sure, but they're entitled to more. Some dude at Washington University, which is nowhere near either of the Washingtons, by the way. Washington University is in St. Louis, Missouri.
Of course it is.
And some people had put up 2,977 little flags on Mud Field. There's a field called Mud Field, M-U-D-D Field. Some guy went around and took them all and put them in the trash. And he said that... Well, he said two things. He tried to say it wasn't allowed, which I think is a lie. And then he basically said he doesn't like it because America is Islamophobic. And so this is all symbolic of how bad America is. Now, this kid is the vice president of finance at the student union. I wonder if he'll be reelected next time after this stunt.
Can we end with Max Scherzer?
Because he deserves some love. Well, he came so close to a perfect game. Oh, against the Padres, shut them out, pitched into the eighth inning, got his 3,000th strikeout during that game,
woo,
took the perfect game all the way into the eighth, and then Eric Hosmer, damn you, hits a double off of Scherzer, and that's that. But please, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Max Scherzer has nothing. In fact, the whole narrative here really is undercutting what a masterful job he did, right? We're never satisfied. Never satisfied. Max Scherzer, 3,000th strikeout, takes a perfect game into the eighth, and we're like, yeah, but he didn't have a perfect game.
Yeah, way to go, Max.
All right, well, you pitch one-tenth as well as him.
say congratulations, Max Scherzer.
Yes, 3, congratulations 000. On an amazing game, and thank God we got him since Trevor Bauer didn't work out that well.
Well, there's that.
I'm not even talking about the whatever.
Right.
He ended up not being that great.
Yeah.
Max Scherzer, more than living up to the hype. You know that, so Bauer's leave of absence has been extended through the end of the season. He's not going to play again.
Right.
He's getting paid this whole time. What a dumb move.
Wow.
What a dumb move, Dodgers. You never should have hired that guy. A little bit of digging, just a little bit of digging would have revealed that you should not have gone into business with Trevor Bauer. Too late now. I understand that. Hindsight is 20/20 and all of that, but still. I'm still going to do the shame fingers at the Dodgers. Although, do we agree if Trevor Bauer hadn't imploded the way he did, we wouldn't have Max Scherzer?
True.
So maybe in the long run, thank you, Dodgers, for being stupid, and thank you, Trevor Bauer, for turning out not to be worth anything near what you're getting paid. All right, that is Handle on the News. Let's get a news update from Jennifer Jones Lee. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.